Josh Ritter, that one from 2003's album Hello Starling. That was called Kathleen. Ritter is from Moscow, Idaho, originally, and no relation to John Ritter, the actor, in case you're curious. He has played in Sandpoint before, but as far as anybody knows, he's never played at the Panada Theater.
We gotta fix that.
Yet. Yeah, that's right. You were telling me that you actually went and saw him recently.
Yes. I went down to Boise a few weeks ago, about a month ago, and saw him along with a bunch of other music that was going on, music and comedy and film, down at Tree Fort. Did some talent scoping and networking down there. Had a great time and saw some great music and made some great connections.
Tree Fort's blowing up.
It is. It's massive. It was I was down there for 5 days. Yeah. And saw music or film or comedy in, it was like 25 or 26 different venues. And wow. then was up up in the morning to do industry talks and stuff. Saw Andrea and Kendon down there from Matchwood and a bunch of different presentations and things on industry standards and how to put on an event and safe events and all the good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's Rob Talbot, that voice you hear. He's the executive director of the Panada Theater.
It's a little hoarse today. It's been a long week. It's been a great week, but a long one, and it's not even to our busy time of the weekend, honestly.
May has only just begun.
Yeah. Where did April go?
We are also joined by Olivia Gonzalez. And your title, Olivia?
The Fundraising and Grants Coordinator at the Panada.
Okay. And it's a good morning to be an employee of the Panada Theater, I would guess. Mm-hmm. Jim Messina was in town last night. Playing on the stage. I didn't go to the show. I saw him.
That was your loss.
Just for a second. I saw the shape of Jim Messina outside of the Panada Theater.
Yeah.
I said, Jim. But yeah, he didn't hear me.
He was walking over going to Eichardt's to eat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That worked out well.
How was the show? In a few words.
Oh my goodness. Great. Yeah. It's phenomenal. It's so much fun and energy. I absolutely love it when musicians come to town and get to interact with our community. Mm-hmm. And our community shows appreciation and wows them, and it's just so rewarding.
Yeah.
Makes a 14-hour day worth it.
He was here. Jim Messina played, I want to say last year, or certainly in the last couple of years, he played.
2 years
what,
ago, yeah.
Yeah. What is it that brings a Jim Messina back on a relatively short timetable? Is it he came here once and he fell in love with the town or the venue, or it happens to be in a convenient spot on his tour? What do you think?
I know specifically. So, you know, I'll say this. When you're booking that level of talent, you can pay them a lot of money and they don't care where they go. Or who their audience is, or what the venue is, or the venue has to be sweet and the audience has to be appreciative and responsive, or the town community is one that they want to go to, whether that's as a pass through from going to different one place to another, or they like the community. That's usually kind of towards the end, but Sandpoint's doesn't really have that. Money isn't usually what Sandpoint has to offer.
Right, yeah.
So Jim Messina loved the crowd, was the biggest thing, and he loved him again last night. Talked to him and the crew, and they were just so excited to play for the Sandpoint crowd, and were so appreciative of the response that they got from the crowd. And they also love the venue. It's just a beautiful venue. I get that all the time, how internationally touring artists are just like, wow, this place is beautiful.
Yeah.
So we're really lucky to have the Panada. I think most of us know that, but, you know, sometimes it's good to catch that from someone out of town. And, you know, that really makes us think about what we, you know, how to save that and how to preserve that and move forward. And we got a chance as a community to come together and have a good time next week and raise some money for the Panada. So we got a gala gala.
Who knows?
Gala. I'll go back to my Southerners. Gala.
Yeah.
We got that coming up next Friday, May 9th. And it not only is it going to be a ball, but, you know, we've got a really great setup. We, you know, we have the space to do something unique. So we're doing a variety show. And it's going to be everything from comedy to magic to live music to skits, theatrical skits, musical skits. It's a little bit of everything. And we've got internationally touring artists as well as local art, internationally touring artists with local ties and local artists mixed onto the stage. We've got about hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes worth of entertainment for you. And we're going to, in there, we're going to throw in a live auction as well as silent auction and a paddle raise. So all the ticket sales, all of the live auction, silent auction proceeds are going to be going to our operating funds, which we really need your help here. If we're going to continue to rent our space at the price that we rent it and at the frequency with which we rent, we really need some help from the community to allow us to keep those prices at a space where organizations can afford that. And so for us, kind of the formula is we need about 25 or 30% of our operating budget to be donations or fundraising. Right now, grants, federal grants, as many of you know, you just heard you speaking with
Eric
yep. and talking about how funding for his programs are and for parks are drying up. Funding for us is drying up too.
Yeah.
So we really need your help right now. And next week, as I said, you know, come to the gala and have a good time. And all the ticket proceeds, all the auction proceeds go to the operating budget to help us keep moving. Last year we had 129 events. This year we're on pace for over 150. So we are rolling, rock and rolling. People want to be in there. People want to put on events there. It's needed. People want it. So help us raise funds for it. The other thing I'll throw out there is we're going to be doing a paddle raise, which that's just you know, raising donations, and we're going to be doing that for the balcony. So we're going to be reupholstering the love seats. We're going to have to put a banister or a railing on that short wall in front of the balcony because our insurance company is saying that's too low and that they're not comfortable with that risk of someone falling off of there. So we're going to have to put a handrail there. And to do that, we're going to have to raise the seats a little bit. We want to keep the love seats that are up there, but when we raise them, we want to reupholster them. And if you've sat in any of them recently, you know that they're a little bit, you can feel the springs. We'll put it that way. So we want to repad them and reupholster them. And that's what we're going to do with the paddle raise. So
okay.
We've got a full night coming, and Olivia, and the crew, we've got a gala committee. We've got a fundraising committee, staff. We've all been working pretty hard on this for about a year now. So it's going to be a great time.
Olivia, what are you looking forward to on Friday night, a week from today?
Oh, so many things. I think, going back to the paddle raise, I was going to mention with regards to the love seats, we're actively searching for love seat stories from the community. So if you have some kind of tantalizing fun story about an experience in those love seats, please email them our way. It's going to be kind of part of the storytelling and the rich history of that area of the theater.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. PG to
yeah.
PG rated, preferably.
Yes. I was going to say, yes. You could get, yeah, some of those stories might not be.
No. we don't, if your story would require us to get a black light to see if you're right, with us, we just tell me that at Eichardt's at the C Bar with a beer in hand.
Okay, so you're looking for love seat stories. Is that going to be incorporated into Friday?
Into the Potteries, yeah. Oh, cool. We're hoping to incorporate that into the storytelling part of the event, which our really incredible hostesses, Kate McAllister and Dinah Wall, are going to be helping out with kind of leading the event and incorporating a lot of the rich history of the Panada and bringing it all together.
Very nice.
Yes.
Nice to see Kate back on the Panada stage, mm-hmm. I suppose. That's cool. That's there. They'll be kind of running the evening. They're your MCs.
Yep.
Good Correct. Deal.
Yep.
And let's see, comedy, magic, live music, an auction, and skits, and anything. The magic is going to be kind of cool.
So we should probably, it's worth mentioning the names, bringing out the names. And so if you follow us on social media, we've been announcing this quite regularly. We're putting stuff out through our newsletter. If you don't get our newsletter, please go to panada.org and mm-hmm. sign up for our newsletter. We'll only bug you about once a week on Thursdays and just let you know what's coming up that week. So David Da Vinci is the magician.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a performance. He was there in February, and we had a great night. Almost packed house again for that one. So he brings a great crowd, and he's internationally touring. He tours all over the place, performs all over the world. That's awesome. And he has a house around here, real deep local ties. We also have the Gothard Sisters, who are internationally touring Celtic musicians who sold the theater out in December. And again, it got close in March. So those are two great international talents. We have Bridges Home, who are local musicians that also tour quite widely. We have Caleb Keaton, who's going to be doing, he's got a comedy skit. He's the one that puts on Festivus,
mm-hmm.
Which is, by the way, a great time. If you don't mark your calendar for that now, should be putting that on again. I think we'll do that December 23rd. Mark your calendar for that and make sure you join us. We have Matt Goodrich, who's going to be playing piano for us, playing our baby grand. Then we'll have LPO Repertory Theater doing a skit of kind of musical skit. We'll also have Julie Wise, belly dancer. And again, those two hosts, Dino and Kate McAllister.
Okay.
And kind of going back to your question, Jack, about what am I excited about, too, I just want to mention, you know, I think there's many, many galas in this town, many, many different incredible nonprofits all working hard to raise money. And we have put a lot of intentionality into making our gala unique and making it something different that you can't find anywhere else and making it very much a party and very much not a stuffy gala type mm-hmm. thing that you might think of. So even if you're someone who may not typically attend galas, I would really recommend you to come to this one because it's going to be fun. We just got our red carpet in the mail. I'm excited to set that up. We've got a local photographer, Woods Wheatcroft, who's going to be our paparazzi, snapping photos of the guests in their attire. And we've got a great lineup of restaurants who have committed to providing bites at the event. And I'm really excited to see what these restaurants come up with for their bites because we didn't really give them any parameters. Just, mm-hmm. you know, come bring some handheld item that our guests can enjoy. And we've got Beaten Basil, Peppered Mercantile, The District, McDuff's, Dish, Panea's, Bluebird Bakery, Jupiter Jane, Barrel 33, Mango Tree, Eichardt's, who else?
113
Main,
1908 Saloon.
All committed. So mm-hmm. it's going to be just exciting to see what they come up with. It's probably something that's not on their menu and just, yeah, I'm excited to see that. We've got our fancy Panada glassware that we're going to bust out at the event.
Yeah, we got some custom glassware that, so when you, not only do you get an evening of entertainment, but you get two free drink tickets and a custom Panada glass, Panada Mom's Gala glass, 15-ounce stemless wine cup that you can drink your libations in for the evening,
and take home with you.
So yeah, we it's gonna be a fun night.
And, it is.
You know, I've had a couple people ask, oh, what about it? What's the dress code? I was like, well, it's Sandpoint Fancy, which whatever that means to you. Is that jeans and a tucked in t-shirt, or is that jeans and flannel, or is that like I'm not telling you what I'm going to wear, but it's going to be fun.
Or is it that dress that's been in your closet that you've wanted to wear somewhere? Finally, you can wear it.
Is it farm fancy? Is it suit and tie? It's whatever's fun for you.
Yep.
I would say fun fancy. I would say what I tell people is just have a little fun with it. Mm-hmm. Whatever that means for you, have a little fun with it. You're going to get a fun picture coming in on the red carpet. So whatever you want to see in that picture is what you should wear.
Yeah, one of our important taglines for the event is Sandpoint is throwing itself a party, and that's kind of what it is. It's a big party to celebrate the incredible rich history of the Panada. It's, I mean, almost 100 years served as this incredible cultural hub of the arts. And I think it's really special. I think it's really special to walk in there and think, wow, 100 years ago, almost, people were walking in here, going to a show, gathering together. And then it's also a celebration of where we're going, what we've done last year, what we're doing this year. And, I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
And you know, she brings up the history, and for those of you that don't know, I'm the executive director, and I've been in town for, it was 12 or 13 years now. Mm-hmm. Been putting on shows at the Panada since 2017. I used to be a history teacher, so I love history. I'm also excited to find modern paths forward, but like a big thing for us with this was how do we pay respect to the history of the Panada and what the Panada is capable of and has done, and what would it look like if we took an old tradition, Panada tradition, and made it modern, made it fit us as a staff and as a volunteer group, and as an organization as we currently are. And, you know, one of the biggest fundraisers for the Panada, well, probably the biggest fundraiser ever, was Holly Eve. And what, you know, that was a Sandpoint throwing itself a party. Mm-hmm. They had bites like we're having. They used the people that were currently at the theater at that time were big into clothing and fashion, so they put on a fashion show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and it was again that like community feel. So how do we take that get that community feel, that community gathering again, and do what this group does, which is produce shows? Mm-hmm. So we go, all right, so we can still do the bites. We have those connections, so let's get with the local restaurants and do bites just like they did for Holly Eve. Let's figure out, all right, put together a, you know, work with our friends in the industry and get some artists in here that are willing to donate their time or do it for cost. And then let's put on a heck of a party for Sandpoint, just like they did for Holly Eve. And that's one of the things that I'm most excited about is to see old Sandpoint have that feeling of old Sandpoint in the Panada again, but slightly remade to what we are now. Mm-hmm. So accepting the future, accepting the growth, but also holding on and retaining some of that energy and that love of the past and what makes Sandpoint the place that we all move to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is Friday night, right before Mother's Day. It celebrates the Panada moms. Will they be doing anything in particular for, I don't know, to recognize those three individuals, those particular three individuals as part of this event?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this again is, you know, again, the history of the Panada plays heavily in it. Mm-hmm. It's even the reason we picked that day. We didn't want to do it on Saturday night. We wanted to do it on Friday night of Mother's Day weekend. And it's not, the gala is not for mothers in general. It's for the Panada moms. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, Jane Evans, Susan Bates Harbuck, and Laurel Wagers, all those three ladies got together in 1985, and at a time when the Panada was either going to be torn down, I think they were actually talking about turning it into a cow, part of a cow field at the time, pasture. So it was looking at being torn down, sold to the highest bidder and torn down. It was in a really dilapidated, poor state. And these three ladies had the vision and the passion and the drive to get together with our community, raise enough money for a down payment, find a bank that would give an upstart nonprofit organization a loan to buy the place, and then bought it or purchased it with that it was $40,000.
Something that they like raised that in a very short amount like of 90 time.
30 days or 90 days.
Yeah.
Really short amount of time. Community really stepped up, bought it. Mid 90s, a little over 10 years later, they burned the mortgage. After they paid it off, they burned the mortgage on the stage. One of the people on the stage burning the mortgage was Dino.
Yep.
So that's one of the reasons she's helping host. So it's that trying to bring that rich history back and pay respect to that. But yes, unfortunately, the one of those three ladies still with us is Susan Bates Harbuck, and she will be there, and we'll be
honoring
her along with the other two. But we'll be able to say thanks to her. While she's there.
And the idea also is, you know, this is going to be an annual event. So every year we will select a different, you know, quote unquote, Panada mom, someone who's donated a significant amount of time and energy for this organization, because we have really, really incredible volunteers who do so much. So every year we'll be selecting somebody to honor on stage as that year's Panada mom honoree. Yeah.
Okay. In our few minutes here, this is 88.5 KRFY Pondere, by the way. And just before I throw it over to Bird Note, the funds raised, we mentioned the, this is a fundraiser. We mentioned that the love seats, if you've been in the Panada and if you've been on the second floor, you know, those are in need of a little love, or they have been well loved, I guess, and are in need of some care now. And that's one thing. That's what the paddle raise will go for. The rest of the money raised, this will go towards anything in particular you can kind of name that these the importance of raising money for the Panada. What
again? A lot of it's at staffing and just being able to support. So right now, it was kind of ridiculous. The prices are so affordable. It's great. I love it because it allows us to do more events. But right now, a nonprofit weekend rate is $800 to rent the theater for 10 hours. The little theater is like $350, $350 for 6 hours. And so it's really very obviously very affordable, and those numbers don't cover our costs. So we have to be really intelligent with our concession sales and how we're doing concessions and people buying that stuff. But also, again, we have to have that 25-30% of our budget has to be donations. And this is a time of year where we don't get a lot of donations. We get a lot in December, January, that time for November, but we don't get a lot this time of year. So this is a time of year where we need some help in our operation budget just to make sure we're paying our staff. You know, that's a lot of events for two full-time staff and four part-time staff. Would be really nice if we can do well with this, and maybe some of those part-time staff we can make full-time would be great. So things like that to really make it work, to keep making it work. That's the biggest thing with this is like getting together and making the Panada work, supporting the Panada so we can keep doing what we do.
Yeah.
So we can keep having two shows with Collision of Rhythm and we had 400 and POAC brought in 440 kids or something like that on Wednesday morning with Collision of Rhythm. And we support that through low prices and affordable prices for POAC and being there and supporting, which takes time and money.
Yeah.
So we need some help making that possible, continuing to make that possible. And that's the biggest thing for all these packages. And, you know, we've got Turks and Caicos package. So come in, spend, you know, you're going to go on vacation anyway, right? So come in.
Put it towards a good cause.
Put it towards a good cause. Let us put that money to good use. We've got packages for two different packages for concerts in Spokane with hotels and restaurants, including a Kebmo and a Tina Turner tribute band. We've got a couple day different styles day on the lake. We've got a lot of good stuff. We've got some really beautiful handmade bowls,
textiles, pottery, my desk is overflowing with beautiful auction packages.
Awesome
for
packages
our silent
for the silent auction.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Come in, have a good time, have a few drinks, go away with some great memories and a beautiful pan of glass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is going to be the first of many. This is going to be a ball. We're only selling 250 tickets to this, so don't wait. Go ahead and get those tickets now, and be at the first one. Have that first Panada Gala glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be hard to have a complete collection if you don't have the first one.
You can't.
Let's see. Well, boy, I wish we had some tickets to give away on the airwaves.
Well, we can fix that.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, happy to change that.
Exciting. A couple. What do you got? A couple of tickets.
Let's do a pair of tickets.
Yep. Pair of tickets. Okay, let's give away a pair of tickets. I'll let you guys get out of here before I give those away. So, listeners, stay tuned. We'll play Bird Note, and then listen to. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's just remind May 9th, mm-hmm. next Friday, 6 p.m. We're gonna have a cocktail hour and. Kind of social hour there at the beginning, and then we'll get into some great entertainment, and probably last until right around 9:30, 10 o'clock. So it'd be a good night out, and come join us and support the Panada.
Tickets available at
panada.org.
Okay, or right here on these airwaves. Oh, yeah. You'll head. Stay tuned for a minute. I'll say good morning to these fine fellows, and play Bird Note, and then I'll come back on during Otto's Eclectic Mix this hour, and we'll give away a pair of tickets to the big Panada Gala.
Uh-huh.
So we're gonna have to have a pronunciation guide.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe we'll just have a little skit about it on stage.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. Yeah. Okay. Stay tuned for Bird Note. Thanks for listening to 88.5 KRFY. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having
us, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Break a leg next week. I'm sure you got a busy one coming up, but it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and join us tonight at the Panada Little Theater for Matt Mitchell and The Holy Broke.
Okay. Yes.
That's going to be an unbelievably amazing show. Great little intimate venue. So come check us out tonight. It was only $10 tickets.
Yeah.
I saw that today. I was like, wait, what was I doing there? It's cheap.
I might play, we'll play Bird Note and then something by The Holy Broke after that.
There you go.
Might as well. All right. That'll do it. Otto's Eclectic Mix after Bird Note. And like I said, I got a pair of tickets.
Woo-hoo! For the gala on May 9th.
Uh-huh. I'll figure out some fun game for that. May 9th, the Panada Moms Gala, first annual coming up. Olivia, Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks again,
Jack. Thank you, Jack. Yep.